Okay, so let's get started. So on Daf Pei Amid Beis, the Gemara and the Mishnah tells us that there's an Isser Yichud. It says, Lo Yisyachid Adam Shtei Noshim. So right away we're told what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to have Yichud with two women. So it's, what does that mean? You're allowed to have Yichud with one? No, what do you say?
Even
two women is not good enough, right? Even two women is not good enough. You can't have women with, you can't have Yichud with one woman and even with two women. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anoshim. But you can, if you have two men, that's good enough. Reb Shimon Omer af ish echad im af ish echad misyachin im shnei anoshim. Reb Shimon holds it's mutter bezman she ishto imo. If his wife is together there, as the Gemara will explain. Because the wife counts as a shomeris. So if his daughter is very little, so he could even be Yoshin Ima Bikir of Basar. In those days, they didn't really wear pajamas. But they could sleep in the same bed together. But when she's older, that's not acceptable, and they have to be wearing pajamas. So, okay. So let's start right away with the Gemara. My time. So what is the reason of what? It's going to be important. All right. So let's see Rashi for a second. My time. Lo yisyachid im shtei noshim ki isha shemisyachedes im beiz anoshim. So Rashi right off the bat is telling us what? That it's the kasha of the Gemara is maybe a little bit different. It's not, you don't get a klomar out of Rashi. Like when you get a klomar out of Rashi, what does that mean? Right, you would have thought perhaps to learn one way, but dafka, you should learn it this way. Right, but so you don't get a klomar out of Rashi here, but this is almost ke'ena klomar. What would you have said if you start this mission? My time. My time of what?
Yichud
Zasser.
My
team, Yichud Zasser, right?
What's the reason why you can't do Yichud?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. What's the reason? My time, Yichud Zasser. Why can't you do Yichud? Fair enough, right? But so Rashi tells you, no. We're dafka trying to be mechalik between. Two women and one man, and two men and one woman. Okay, so that's not really Rashi's fault because that's really what the Gemara is doing, right? So the Gemara then says why. Oh, the famous yeshivish dis, right? So, noshim daitan kalos alein. If you ever get into an argument and you seem like you're losing to a girl, you say, oh, I can't lose to a girl. Noshim daitan kalos alein, that solves all the problems. That's like when you switch the topic of the argument, you know, when you see you're losing any argument, you insult the guy's mother, you change the subject. So this is the ultimate insult to women. What does it really mean? What does it really mean? So this Gemara tells you what it really means. You see it in context. It's still a little insulting because nobody likes to hear things like this about themselves or their gender. But it's no less true what are we worried about here? So Rashi tells you, v'shteyen nochos lihispatos. So what does that mean? They are easier to seduce, right? I'll put it this way, in the simplest explanation. The most guys, if they lined up, excuse me for being a little bit crass, most guys, if you lined up all the women in the area, so the guy could pretty much say, oh, this girl in her level of beauty, I wouldn't have anything to do with her. And this girl, she's in the middle, so I would have something to do with her. And this top 10% of girls in their levels of beauty, these are the ones that I'll actually consider dating. These are the ones that I'll actually consider. What's the number one thing that's ironic about this is that the 10% of guys who are on the same level of good looks, you know, would only consider the top 10% of girls, but there's 90% of guys that also would only consider the top 10% of girls. And yet, they get away with it. They mamish get away with it. You know, how do they get away with it? It's ridiculous. The answer is that for whatever reason, you could say, I've heard it said that it's actually part of the curse of Chava, that when Kodesh Baruch Hu cursed Chava, v'hu yimshol bach, he will rule over you. What does that mean? His husband's supposed to lord over his wife? No, it means that she's nocha l'hispatos. She's more easily seduced. A man can, with a few well-placed compliments, right? The entire existence of the pickup line, the entire existence of it is predicated on the fact that it works for some people. How could it possibly work? It's ridiculous. The answer is that for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the teva of women, doesn't mean every woman, it's a Ruba Delesa, come on. It doesn't mean that there are no exceptions to the rule, but it's very important to know the rule. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the teva of women that they fall for things like this. And so if you have a man who's mesiached with two women, so one woman, or the man could talk in such a way that he tells one woman he really loves her and he really wants to be with her, and she can turn to her friend and say, please, this is the love of my life, please just, you know, look the other way, go away. And she'll convince her, and it's for true love, it's worth it, you know, whatever it is. But there is a much greater chashash of pitui when it comes to women than when it comes to men. Men will see right through that, and they'll say, that's nonsense. I know exactly what's on your mind. And, you know, it's I'm not going anywhere. So that's the yisod of Noshim Daitan Kalas. Doesn't mean they're stupid. Doesn't mean their IQs are any lower. IQs could be exactly the same, but in certain areas, in certain areas, men are more street smart, quote unquote, and in certain areas, women are more street smart. That's also the yisod binos yiseiros, that they have a certain street sense of street smarts versus the man who has lesser street smarts. But in this area, the men are considered more street smart. Okay. Anyway, so that's the reason for the chilek between one man and two women, and vice versa. Okay. Menahan imili. So now comes Menahan imili. So from where do I know this? So this becomes a new question. So how do I know the Isser of Yichud? Right? Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel Remez Li Yichud Min HaTorah Minayin. Where is there a remez to the din of Yichud from the Torah? Listen to this limud. Ki yischenemar, ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. ... So v'chule. We have the case of a mesis. And it says, when your brother, the son of your mother, is mesis you. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So he says, v'chi ben ein mesis, ben av, ein o mesis. What? Let's say you have a different kind of half-brother. You have one half-brother that's a half-brother from the mother, and you have one half-brother that's a half-brother from the father. So what, there's never been a mesis from a half-brother from the father? That's ridiculous. Why would I need to be the extra words of ben imecha to tell me that the mesis is a son of my mother but not my father? That's ridiculous. So he says, no. It's elo lomer lecha ben misyached im imo, it's coming to tell you that a ben can be misyached with his mother, but he can't be misyached with other arayas that are in the Torah. Pasha, no. You hear that? Did you follow the limud? Yeah, me neither. Don't worry. I'm saying it's hard to understand. How is this limud adding up? It's saying that. And the Gemara follows up, and the Gemara says, Pashte dekra b'maiksiv. What is the pshuta shel mikra here? What are we talking about? Right? So he says, what are we talking about here? So the Gemara then gives it a biur in terms of what we're really talking about when it comes to the pasuk. So he says, Amar Abaye lo meboy kamar. It's teaching you lo meboy ben av the sunny lev ayitz leitzos rose. You don't even need to tell me by a ben av that he hates you. Why does a ben av hate you? Rashi says because you're going to yarshin part of his yerusha. So he has a reason to give you bad advice and to get you killed by the Beis Din, etc. You know, get you in trouble. El afilu ben aim delo sonile, a son who's just a half brother from the mother, he has no reason to have anything against you. So aim atzaisile, you might think you should listen to him when he tells you to do averis kamash malon. Fine. Let's stop there for a second. So you see from the Gemara's flow that this remez to the inyan of yichud has nothing to do, living or dead, with the actual pasuk of ki yisischa. The topic of mesis is talking about a person who convinces another person to worship avodah zarah and tries to again do averus. Nothing to do with yichud whatsoever. And even the flow of the pasuk, even on a drush level, not a drush, a pshat level where we're darshaning, why would it say ben imecha? There's a perfectly good reason why it would say ben imecha and not ben avicha. There's a perfectly good reason. So where on earth is this alluding to, the concept of yichud? So take a look in source number 3. The Pnei Yeshua, this is a very well-known Pnei Yeshua. It's really the best effort, I think, that anyone has made to try to hash out where the drush is coming from here. Do I have another sheet? I put a bunch of them over there, so it should be there. Take a look in the Pnei Yeshua in source number 3. The Chara Kol Aroy Yishtomei Mal Zeh Maimer Kemozar Nechshav Inyan Zeh Remez Midrasha De Beni Mechlin Yichud Ben Imo. Which, to summarize, he's like, whoa, that's some drasha. So Vizeh Li Kemoshloshim Shonish Bonanti Bazeh Anisi V'Amarti Di. I've been thinking about this for about 30 years. So it says it's a good chizik if you don't chop things on the first try. So the Pnei Yeshua also, he worked on something for 30 years. So Anisi Vamarti, the Iker Yalfusa de Yichud Mehai Kra, Lav Mi Resha de Kra de Ben Imecha, Elemi Kula Kra. We're not just focusing on the words Ben Imecha. It's not like, oh, the pasuk goes out of its way to say Ben Imecha, to show you there's this special relationship between the son and the mother. Nah, that's not what it's talking about. Rather, it's from the whole pasuk, Dechi Yisischa Dechsiv Bei. O Reacha Asher Kinafshecha B'Seser. Right, what's the... Does anybody have the fancy kiddushins here with the whole pasuk? Somebody read me the whole pasuk. I'm still using my old kiddushin from my first year in YU, before they invented these gemaras, probably. So, ready? Go for it.
Yisischa Achicha Dani Mecha Ovincha Ovidcha O Eishes Chekecha O Reacha Asher Kinafshecha B'Seser Leimor Necha V'Navda Elohim Achirim
Elohim
Elohim Achirim Asher Lo Yedata Ata V'Avosecha.
So what does he say? He says that there's a lot of extra words there. It's ki yisischa, lists off all these people who are mesis you, and then it says he's mesis you, where are you? You're beseser. And in private he says, what do you think? So mesis, he jumps up and stands up in public in some park somewhere and starts screaming, let's all go worship Avodah Zarah. We had plenty of those people too. They were mostly Nevi'e Sheker. So generally speaking, a mesis is going to be in private. So says the Pnei Yeshua, it's the whole flow of the pasuk that it starts off telling you Yisischa ben imecha, and then it says it should be beseser or pirish Rashi zal b'chumish shadivra kasev behove. The pasuk is not telling you anything other than that's generally where things happen. She'ein asasa ela beseser vim kein ikala meidach midichsiv achicha ben imecha o banecha o bitecha o eishes chekecha veloksiv nami achicha o achosecha ela al korchach de osur lihis yachedim achoso v'hu adin l'chol arayas. Meaning, what's the Torah talking about? Who are you sitting with in private? You're sitting together in private with whom? You're in private with your mother. You're not in private with your sister. Look at the list. The list is all people that it's mutter to be misyachid with. But you're not, it doesn't say your sister. So he said, v'imkein ikol meidach midichsev achicha ben imecha. Did I say that already? Yeah, sorry. V'hu adin l'chol arayos. V'mishum ha'achi lo shayech b'hu hasasa b'seser. Elo b'hanach tichsive d'habas muteres l'siyachid m'avicha kidul kamon. And that's why you got to a suggestion of asasa in the first place, because you were in private with this individual, but there are only certain individuals that it's mutter to be in private with. Im kein u'adin la'ha'em im b'na, shedin echad u'mishpat echad lahem, Eld mikomakom kevan de ha amen bena loksiv behed yanichale le mismacha remez ba'alma de ben imecha. Fine. Let's stop over there. Oh, so skip two lines for 1 second. Ela lefishi hu drash dorash derech drash verachok mipshat hamaymer lachin lo kasavti my depreciates sagi loven ulaham milsa avina bar mazla limchutani hagon hamanoach marena rav Naftali Hertz shahaya based in Lvov vagalio mekvar nidfas bishmo b'derech harifus. Fine. And then he says afterwards, whatever, okay, let's leave it. I don't know why I started reading the second part. And then he says afterwards, he has a riot from the Yerushalmi that he's right. He's very excited about that. So bottom line is that it's still very hard to understand the Pasuk, but he's saying it's the Pasuk, the flow of the Pasuk is what tells you who you're in private with and who you're not in private with. The flow of the Pasuk is telling you how is somebody maces you. They must be in private. That's what the Pasuk says. Who are you in private with? Dafka, the people on the list. But the people who are not on the list, you're not allowed to be in private with. Okay, at least that's something. You know, whether it was your favorite thing on earth, I can't say, but at least it's something. It's something to the Gemara clearly thinks something is going on here, and what that is, I don't know. So, but that's the Pnei Yeshua's chashash. So the question now becomes, are we talking about a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Meaning, like, we're talking about a remez, and we have a roundabout way of learning it out. So that doesn't sound so d'oraisa. But on the other hand, we have the Feirush Gemara, it's written in more than one place, but the one I gave you is Avodah Zarah Lamed Vav Amid Beis. So it's going back and forth. They're talking about Bias Nachri, and what's Asur Midaraisa, what's Asur Midarabana, and there's a whole bunch of Shakla Vitaria there. So in the middle of it all, so the Gemara then says, Ki Gazru Beis Dino Shel Chashmunai Bia Aval Yichud Lo V'Asu Inu V'Gazur Afilu Yichud. So then he said that we're talking about the Isser Bia and whatever. Then they were Gozer and Isser Yichud. So Frekti Gemara Yichud Nami Beis Dino Shel David Gazru. Damar Rabbi Yehuda Ba'Osa Shah Gazru Ala Yichud. This is playing off of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it says in the Maisa of Amnon and Tamar, when they allowed Amnon to be misyached with his half sister, so it came to this terrible situation, and obviously it led to all kinds of horrible things. Even without what it led to, with the revolt of Avshalom killing Amnon and then Avshalom getting sent away and then coming back and stealing the Malchus. All kinds of terrible things ended up happening from this one fact that we were matter the yichud between Amnon and Tamar, and therefore David Amelech and his Beis Din were gozer on yichud penuya. They were gozer that you're not allowed to be misyached with a single guy with a single girl or a married guy with a single girl. It's all totally on the girl. So therefore, it's only an issur dera bonum. So he says that's what he say yichud bas yisro. Hasam, so Gemara says, Yichud de Bas Yisrael, Avol Yichud de Vodes Kochavim Lo, V'asu Inu V'Gazru Afilo Yichud Vodes Kochavim. So the Beis Chashmunai came and they were gozer, that not only you're allowed to not be Mesiached with a single Jewish girl, you're not allowed to be Mesiached with a single non-Jewish girl. And then they said, wait a second, Yichud de Bas Yisrael, what are you talking about? De Oraisa hi, that is a din de Oraisa. It's pretty clear. So he says, the Amr of Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yotzadak Remez Liyichud Ben Atar Minayin Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha V'chi Ben Imecha etc. Ella Ben Mishyach Kol Reis Yeh B'Torah Yichud Daraisa Deish Yisish answers the Gemara. Yichud Daraisa is when it's a married woman. V'asa David V'gozer Afilo Yichud Pnuya V'asa Talmid Beis Shammai Beis Silo Gozer Afilo Yichud Ovel Des Kochavim. So Daraisa is going to be a married woman, or perhaps Echad Min Arayis, and a single woman is going to be an Issur Derabbanan, and then a later Issur Derabbanan, but still, you know, still predating the Gemara, for sure, is going to be the Issur Yichud with a non-Jewish woman. Okay, so it seems abundantly clear from these Gemaras that Yichud is De Oraisa. And not only that, but apparently our pasuk is good enough to teach you that yichud is daraisa. So even though you might have thought that it's not so glatt to learn out from such a roundabout remez that yichud is daraisa, apparently the Gemara thinks it's good enough. And the Gemara says that's the raya that yichud is daraisa. So now take a look in the Rambam here. The Rambam is Pirek Chof Beis Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Aleph. Also lis yachin am ha'erva min ha'arayas, bein zakina bein yalda. Doesn't matter whether she is old or young, and the post can fill in that saying in terms of whether she's beautiful or whether she's far from beautiful. Doesn't matter. Zeh goreim legalos erva. Shedavar zeh goreim legalos erva. Very important line in the Rambam. It's because this comes towards Gilui Arayos. It leads to Gilui Arayos. Chutz me'ayim in benava am v'mito v'habal anishto nida. Right, and that except for those, you know, those exceptions, a husband and wife, even though his wife is a nida, v'chasan shapir se ishto nida kodim sheyivol asur l'siachid ima elam keni yishena bein anashim v'yoshim be ella. I said im kain. I have no idea why. Sorry, ella he yishena bein anashim. They have to sleep separately. That's when we have a case of a chupas nida. So there's an iser to be misyache. This is based on the idea of the chazaka of suga bashoshanim and what we call pas besalo. That since they were ready, the biggest yetzer hara is when if you've never been together before as husband and wife. Then when you've been together as husband and wife, you're all right. You know, whatever it is, what it is. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's not the greatest thing in the world. It's fine. It's perfectly wonderful, but not necessary that you drive yourself crazy about it. And therefore you can wait. You can wait. She becomes a nida. She becomes a yoledes. Whatever. As long as. But if you've never been together as husband and wife, even once, then your Yetzirah builds up to the extent that it breaks you down. And there's a chashash that you're going to violate an Issur Karis, and you're going to be boal ishto nida. And therefore, if you don't have that chazak of pas besala, which means you already have the bread in your basket and you're just waiting for the opportunity to have lunch, you know. So therefore, it's too big of a yitzhar. Yeah.
So Rambam attributes the iser of being with a non beautiful woman until it's sick of the gal serva.
No, I don't think so.
Or maybe is that an additional iser?
It's an additional iser.
So you'd be over yichud and the sick of it.
No. I don't know. I don't know what. Usually, Rambam uses lo sikru galas erva as for chibuk v'nishuk v'chol negiyah shel taiva. So I think that yichud is without any of that. It's just it's a separate geder. It's clearly the Rambam's learning. It's a geder. It's a siyog, right? So the question then becomes: well, let's hold off on that question for 1 second. And then in Halacha Gimel, he just throws in what we saw: kishira ma'isa amnon v'tamar gazar david abistino yichud pnuya. We're talking about a pnuya tahora. In those days, the pnuyos used to go to the mikvah because we only think of hilchos nida as iser v'heter, but there's really two categories to hilchos nida. There's the iser v'heter aspect, and there's also the tumah v'tara aspect. So you wouldn't meaning even certainly kohanim and people involved in truma and kachim always had to be very careful that their wives should be as tahor as possible. But even Yisraelim, who wanted to be on the frumer end of the spectrum, they wanted to be prushim, and they wanted to be what they called chaverim. So they also were makbid whenever, you know, to eat their chulin bitaro whenever possible. So they would want to know when their wives were tummy and when their wives were tahor. Right? So they even used to wear special clothing. So wear special clothing when they were tamei, so nobody would hand them truma or nobody would hand them taros. So they would be very careful with that. So that's that aspect. So women used to go to the mikvah all the time, even when they were not married. Nowadays, there's only the iser v'heter. So therefore, the women only go to the mikvah when it's shaykh to be married. So that's why women are. When it says pnuya in the Gemara, it doesn't mean the same thing as a pnuya bizman hazeh. Very important to keep that in mind. Okay, yeah.
I understand logically why a man could remain with his wife even though she's a nida, but if it's gzeiras hakasuv, why are we able to apply that logic?
Right, so that's a very good question. That's a question that we're not going to fully deal with, but let's suffice it to say that there's a big machlokas rishonim whether yichud is an iser, whether nida is an iser arayas or not. The Rambam holds it is an Isser Arayis. The Rambam writes in a number of places that Yichud, that Nida is an Isser Erva, and that's why Lechora, that's why the Rambam holds that a Chuppas Nida is not Kona at all. You can't, because the Rambam holds that Chuppah is Yichud Aroy Labia, and the Rambam holds that if you have a Chuppas Nida, it doesn't work Bechalal. And you just, it's not just like other Rishonim. And other Rishonim ask on the Rambam, they say that, yesh chuppah lepsulos, if a Kohen wants to marry a Grusha, it works. The it's not a Yichud Aroy Labia either. It's an Issa Daraisa. But nevertheless, it works. So the Rambam Lechora would disagree on the level that he holds that Nida is an Issa Erva, and therefore it works. Therefore, it is real. It doesn't work to have yichud with an iser erva, and therefore the marriage is no good. Other rishonim say that nida is not an iser erva. It's just an iser lav that carries with not an iser lav, but it's a non iser arayis that carries with it a chi of karis. Right? The things to play with, the variables to play with, are the chi of karis on one hand. On the other hand, lack of punishment bidei adam and lack of mamzeris. So those are the variables that seem to indicate one way or the other way. There's clearly an exception going on somewhere. The question is, what is the exception? Okay, so told you I wasn't going to talk about it. So the Rambam, but we're going to have to come back to that in a second. The Rambam holds that even though Nida is an Isser Erva, you can be misyached with your wife who's a Nida. So that seems to be a little bit of a stira in the way he views the thing. So not a full-on, you know, stira, but it's still the Havana. It's a little bit, makes it more difficult to understand. So that's going to be part of a bigger question, which is, if you say that Yichud is an Isser Daraisa, so that's it. Well, who cares what your reasons are, like you asked. Who cares what your reasons are? Who cares what your svaras are? It's a gzeiras hakosav, you're not allowed to do it. Right? So there, mela, iser pnuya, and iser pnuya, you could say that, okay, there we know clearly what the reason is. The reason is that it's going to come to an iser of some type of erva. But an iser on an ashes ish, an iser on a deraisa level, so that should be usser no matter what. Xeris HaKosav across the board. So why are we generating certain heterim? So you could argue, based on that logic, that the Rambam holds that it's only an Isser Derabbanan. The Rambam holds that only an Isser Derabbanan. And that, it's questionable.
Sorry, what's an Isser Derabbanan?
That Yichud is only an Isser Derabbanan.
The Gemara quotes a pasuk.
The Gemara definitely quotes a pasuk, but that pasuk is not so IAI. You know, that's not a clear cut. You know, oso velo osa. That's pretty straightforward. You know, like here it's chia sischa ben imecha. We're talking about that.
Or, you mean like
so,
he's disputing Gemara? You know, he starts with that and then he says that David was a Zarnas.
Yeah, that's much better raya. That's a much better raya. Yeah, so that's something that needs to be dealt with. But there are Rishonim who learn that Yichud is only an Isser Derabbanan, despite the fact that Gemara comes right out and says it's Deraisa. So we'll see a little bit further into that. Where's the Lashon of the Rambam, where he writes the Lashon Divrei Kabbalah? Did I skip that one? What? Kishira Maisav Tomer Tomer Gozer Bizdorbiz Dino Pnuyu. One second. I think I might have skipped. That might be in Halacha Beis. Is that in Halacha Beis? I think I might have skipped it. Let me pull it up if I can. The Perek. No, he doesn't write. It's got to be in the Sefer HaMitzvos then. It's not. Yeah, it's got to be in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam elsewhere, most likely in the Sefer HaMitzvos, writes that the Isser Yichud is Midivrei Sofrin. It's Midivrei Sofrin. So what does that sound to Rabbanan? Yeah. That doesn't sound to Oraisa. And the Beis Yosef picks up on it both in the Kesef Mishnah and in the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef is not by us. The Beis Yosef is in, excuse me, the Kesef Mishnah is not by us. The Kesef Mishnah is in Hilchos Ishus by the list of Shnios La'arayus. There's a list of Shnios La'arayus, which means women who are Usur Midin Arayus Midir Rabbanan. They're not as close relatives as the regular Arayus. They're a little more distantly related. And therefore, the Rambam writes over there that the Isser of Shnios La'arayus is Midivrei Sofrim. So Frek the Kesef Mishnah, he leaves it as a kasha. He doesn't understand what the Rambam is talking about. He says, Kashali, in source number 5, Kashali, Sheloshin Kabbalah, Nofel, Aldavar, Mekubal, Mipi, Moshe Rabbeinu, Olav HaShalom, Onilman, Miyud Gimel, Midos. It's something that Moshe Rabbeinu had a Kabbalah, what we call is Alacha L'Moshe Misinai, or it's something which we darshaned using the tools of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Meaning, it's not beferish. It's not beferish. You could read the Torah cover to cover, and you would never come to that conclusion per se. Right? That's usually when the Rambam uses the Lashon Divrei Sofrin. And yet, here he writes by Shnius Larayas that it's Midivrei Sofrin. And that's a kasha. He leaves it as a Tzarechian. He says that he doesn't understand why the Rambam writes that Shnius Larayas Midivrei Sofrim, because in fact they are not Midivrei Sofrim, they're Midirabbanan. So okay, by there, that's not our job to try to deal with that kasha, but the Rambam who writes that it's Midivrei Sofrim, but he writes that it's Midpi Kabbalah, 1 second. See, the Beis Yosef quotes it from Halacha Beis, right? Oh, there it is. I don't know what I'm doing. 1 second. If you look in Halacha Beis that I skipped on the sheet, so first, because I thought he was talking about, he wasn't going to get to what I wanted him to say over there, I skipped it on the sheet. But he basically, first he gets on to, are you allowed to have Mishkav, we choshed a Mishkav Zachar, so you're allowed to have Yichud with a man, you're allowed to have Yichud with a behemoth. So he says. Then he says there is an inyan to be machmir, but it's not aser. The iser yichud arayas mipia kabbalah. So he writes lashon mipia kabbalah. So he says mipia kabbalah or midivrei sofrim. Those different lashonos that the Rambam uses. What? This is halacha beis. Yeah, at the very end. These lashonos that the Rambam uses are usually reserved for real dinim d'oraisa. But they're learned out not from, you know, often a psukim. They're not learned out from texts where if you or I read them, we would be able to, you know, decipher that halacha. Either it's halacha l'moshe misinai, which the Rambam holds is not it's not alluded to at all in the text. The Rambam holds that whenever you see some kind of an asmachta for a halacha l'moshe misinai, it's literally just a mnemonic device that the chachamim plugged back into the Torah. And it's nothing. That's not a legitimate drush of the Torah whatsoever. The Ritva goes insane about this, but Lamaisa, that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that Asmachta by Halacha L'moshe Misinai is just a mnemonic that the Chachamim found that could remind you of this din which has no source in the text. Or it could be some other way of darshaning it out. So it seems like the Rambam understands that it is the Oraisa, but it's not learned out from the Farish and the Pasuk. Yeah.
You say it the other way around, that Divrei Kabbalah means that it's not Deraisa, neither Derabbanan. It's like a Derabbanan on a higher level. Like saying it's,
yeah, that's usually what we say that. Right. We use the term Divrei Kabbalah for, let's say, the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, and for Tisha B'Av, and for things like that, which we learn out from Nach.
Right, so
but this is not something we learn out from Nach, for sure not.
Right.
So he's saying that he's not. I don't know that the Rambam Dafka uses that lush. And the Kesef Mishnah is a bigger expert in the language of the Rambam than most. So the Hitain is that Divrei Sofrim, Divrei Kabbalah. These are all codes. Right, look in the Beis Yosef in source number 7. What? that who says the Ram says the Raisa. So look in source number 7 in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef and the Keshav Mishnah are both Rabbi Yosef Karo.
He says me pikabola.
And he says the Ram says me pikabola, right?
Right, yeah.
Because of a Rambam, Isur Yichra Raisa me pikabola, which is what I just read to you. Sorry, I didn't put it on the sheet. Well, I just read to you from Alacha Beis. The Taima Sha'afa Pisha Amru Yichra De Oraisa Lav Lamein. So why do you say me divrei Kabbalah? Just say De Oraisa like a normal person. Why do you have to say it in a weird way? So the Beis Yosef says, what's the reason? That we want to understand Lav Lamein Rishu Kasuv Bat Torah. It's not something which is written in the Torah. Shahare Amar Remez Liyichud Minat Torah Minayim V'loshin Remez Mochiach Sheinu Mefurish Ela Remez Ba'alma. When the Gemara said it's a remez, that doesn't mean it's not d'oraisa. It just means that you're not going to get it out of that pasuk from a real drasha. This is a halacha l'moshe misinai or something. It's not. It is d'oraisa, but it's not something where if you look through this week's parsha, you're going to find it. You know, it's not going to be there. So the Rambam is just telling you, don't go looking for it in the Torah Shebichsav. You're not going to find it, but it is d'oraisa.
How can it be? It's not the Therish, it's not the. So it's, I think it's like a Darabana, like a, on a higher level. Since it's not the, like either it's the rights or not. If it's not, I understand if it's Darabana on a higher level. But once it's not the Therish, then it's not considered the rights. So.
No, but if it's a halachal Moshe Misinai, then it doesn't have any source in the text whatsoever. The Rambam sheet and halachal Rambam has three rules for halachal Moshe Misinai. Rule number one is that it's not alluded to in the text anywhere. Rule number two is that it's not necessarily logical. And number three is that there's no machlokes in halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, so rule number three, there's big machlokes about that. But there's a Tshuvas Chavis Yoyer where he collects all the times in Shas where there is a machlokes by halacha l'moshe misinai. Okay, so you can answer them all up, maybe except for Chatzin Nezik Tzuris, but you could, the Tziv has a teretz to that one. So L'maisa, those are the Rambam's rules by halacha l'moshe misinai. So it's not ridiculous to say that this is Allah al Moshe Misinai, and when the Gemara tries to find a source in the Pasuk, it's just trying to remind you of the Allah al Moshe Misinai, so it shouldn't go forgotten. We should have a Gemara that's on the books of saying it's a Din D'oraisa. Okay, Im Kol Zeh, even if you don't like this explanation that the Rambam says in Midivrei Kabbalah, but then when you get to Halacha Gimel, what does it say? Kisheira Maisa Amram V'Tamar Gozar Davru Beis Dino Al Yichud Pnuya. Oh, so those were prophets, right? They were Nevi'im. They were officially known as Nevi'im Rishonim, right? So they were the early prophets. So not that actually matters, but they were known as the early prophets, and therefore what they made the Gzeira. So that should be a higher level than a Din D'Rabbanan. But yet the Rambam calls it a Din D'Rabbanan. Is an Issur D'Rabbanan. Now, it's not really such a raya because it's not written in the text. It's not written in the text, not like Mikra Megillah, where it says you gotta, you know, be Mekayim this Yontif of Purim, etc., etc. It's not written in the text of the Navi, but nevertheless, you see there's a difference, even though there was a Gzeira mid D'Rabbanan made by one of the really, really early rabbis. You know, Rabbi David HaMelech, he made a very early Gzeira, and yet, what? That's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. So to contrast that with what we've said thus far, which is on a higher level, so you could easily see just the flow of the Rambam indicating that Yichud that we've been talking about up until this point is D'Raisa, and Yichud now of a Pnuya is D'Rabbanan. Yeah.
Is normally like something that's in math considered D'Raisa?
No. Well, what we have is, it's a good question. Sometimes the Gemara will quote a pasuk in Nach to prove a clearly d'oraisa concept. So there you have to work it out that really there is a source in the Torah, but it's not elaborated upon. And therefore, like by the opening daf in Bava Kamma has by trying to determine what's considered Keren, is it Keren Toluish Keren? So then they bring a raya from pasuk. I forgot even where the pasuk is. Where's the pasuk from? Malachim Beis, right? So the Gemara says that, that we're not learning the din of Keren from the Pasuk. We're just, it's a Gili Milsa Ba'alma. It's just, we know the Torah already tells us something called Keren, and when we want to come to definitions of it, we're allowed to look in the Navi and see how it's applied. So we can learn D'Oraisa applications from the Navi, but if there's something which is Nischadish in the Navi, it would not have a status of Doraisa.
What's the Rav also given?
The Rav is just the flow, meaning Halacha, Aleph, and Beis are one category, and then all of a sudden, Halacha Gimel tells us about the Din D'Rabbanan. So what was Aleph and Beis? Must be Doraisa. Okay, so what, yeah. I'm sorry. No, who wants to go?
I could be that you'd have if Dovid was already spending to Knuya, then later on coming to establish that he only observation is. Like,
one more time?
It was the Dovid amounts seems to be expanding to Knuya.
Right.
Which means that they're already in existence by
Yeah, seemingly. So the really, really, really early rabbis, maybe it's a Gzera. Once in a while, you have something to say, Yoshua Beis Dino, or saying the really, really? No, Pashtus is that, like you said. Yeah.
Yeah, just in source 5, he says, like, Vishnu Hashem Acheras, like, it sounds like only by certain women there was this Din Mipnei Kabbalah.
So what's No. This is not the same category. I pulled it out of a different spot. I didn't pull it out. The difference for him that they point to this Kesef Mishnah. This is nothing to do with, this is, no. That's from Ashnias Larayas. It's nothing. He just, I wanted to point out that the Lashon that he uses by Divrei Sofrim, Divrei Kabbalah, things like that, is the Kesef Mishnah always assumes that that's a code for Doraisa. Right? What's the Lashon in the beginning of the Chazishas that everybody loves to talk about? What's the Lashon there? Divrei Sofrim, right? Kesef mi Divrei Sofrim, he says? And you have it there. All right. When you get it, let me know.
So, you're saying it's
a no. The pasuk is just an asmachta for sure. Says the Beis Yosef, but the Rambam holds that it's still the oraisa. Okay. Just to close with a thought, and we'll get more into this later. Divrei Sofrim. Right. Kesev mid Divrei Sofrim, and everybody says, how could the Rambam say Kedusha Kesev is only mid the Rabbanan? That's ridiculous. Nah, Vada, Divrei Sofrim means it's learned out, either Kicha Miste Ephraim, but Yatzachina mean Kesef, and right, that's, we're learning Kedusha, but not that part of Kedusha. So the bottom line is that the Rambam seems to be accepted as saying that it's Doraisa, and if you look in both the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in sources 6 and 8, they both paskin that Yichud with an Eish Yisish, or Arayas in general, is an Issa Doraisa. And the question that we have to ask ourselves now within the Rambam, and maybe within ourselves, is would that now make it Stam Gzeiras HaKosuv with no exceptions? Or is it what we would call a siyag d'oraisa? The siyag d'oraisa, right? That's the famous Lashon of Rabbi Yosef Engel, where he has a sefer Lekach Tov, where he collects things, literally. He collects he writes different essays on what's considered, I was thinking the other day, how many times do we find a siyag d'oraisa? So he just writes, these are the times that I find a siyag d'oraisa. So is Yichud one of those times where it's a siyag d'oraisa, and therefore since it's understood inherently as part of the mitzvah that it's a siyag, maybe you're allowed to play with it a little bit, as perhaps the Rambam is. The Rambam is saying that Isha Nida im Baila, so there's no major Yetzahara there, so that would not be considered an Issa D'Oraisa or even an Issa D'Rabbanan, because the whole thing is a Siyag D'Oraisa. And the Rambam says black on white. It's a Siyag. He writes that there's an Issa Yichud because this is Gorim Arayas. So must be that he holds that this is some kind of Siyag D'Oraisa, if indeed he holds it's D'Oraisa, which is the assumption that we're making at this point, at least in the postgame.
How do we see that the Torah drew a line there? Who are we to say that?
We're the Rambam. No, I mean, that's
corrupt with the Chilas.
Yeah, except he was wrong and the Rambam is right. Saying if it's true.